there's, so it's Larry, then Michael, then Beverly, and then me. Beverly has been forever mad at me because the rumor is that when I came home from the hospital, the dog ran away. That's always been kind of a family joke. Our two oldest nieces are like our little sisters, and that's Tracy and Kelly. Beverly worked at the Smithsonian in the Natural History Museum as a library science technician, so she worked in cataloging. She's always had problems with her knees and multiple surgeries. She's been at Johns Hopkins many, 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 many times. She was a tomboy. She was little, and she played softball, and she's very short, but she could hit the softball out of the park. Her nickname as a little kid from her friends was Pip, P-I-P. Now her friends call her Bevy. She likes Bevy. Because of surgeries that she had in her teens for her knees, she became addicted to prescription pain medication, and she has fought that addiction, and now I'm going to cry. She's fought that addiction her whole life. She lives in a senior citizen's apartment building, and everyone loves her. I'm her little sister. We have power struggles, and always have. But everyone who knows my sister talks about how sweet she is. When she's in a hospital setting, and if my sister wakes up, and a nurse says to her, "How are you feeling today?" My sister is going to want to please that nurse, and she'll say, "I feel great," but it might not be true. She gets to make the decision if she comes back from this intubation or if it's time to just be done. She has earned the right to make up her own mind